And that play, a lot of times at first base, is thrown away, and sure, that makes a lot of action.
Nicely. And the art of bunting is not what it used to be.
Not a bit. Rizzuto was one of the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the greatest.
Now, it's...
No, that's why I say they don't practice. Even
they won't ask a lot of people to bunt because they know they can't count on it to advance the runner.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
What about free agency?
Well, I don't know. These guys, I don't blame them for getting money. It's right. All the owner's fault.
Yeah.
But and they brought it on themselves. But these guys get... Guy hitting 190, getting $300,000 a year, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Well, and then they want... The thing that gets me against ball players,
yeah,
is these guys have agreed to a three-year contract, we'll say, and they're getting a big salary. So they have a pretty good year.
Yeah.
They want to negotiate next year.
Renegotiate.
And I think it's wrong. If you agree to a contract, you should live it out and
wait for the next time around.
That's right. And then you give your arguments. But to really renegotiate, they want more dough.
So it's one-sided.
I just can't see that.
Yeah, it's one-sided.
That's right. It's not right.
The manager doesn't, or the owner doesn't come around if they have a poor season and say, well, now I'm going to cut you.
No, and you, how many ball players you ever see, well, if the owner had a poor season, they say, well, I'll take a cut. I'll give you some of that money back.
The first one hasn't come around yet.
That's right. And you don't look for them to come around.
No, either,
but
no,
they'll come around to want more money to renegotiate if they have it. And if they hit 250, they're having a good year, so they want to renegotiate.
You got in on the pension plan, didn't you?
Yes, but that's not a good subject for me to talk. They cut us old-timers out of there.
Well, a lot of them are out completely, you know, the ones before 40 or something.
Pitching in 1953.
I know it, yeah.
Even though I was fairly old.
Yeah.
But I was pitching in 1950. So they voted to give the raise to everybody in 1953 that was active. And I went down to St. Louis, this big tall right-hander was in American League. Can't get his name out of my mouth. Side armor. Got a bunch of kids. We had about 10 kids.
Hmm.
I'll think about it maybe pretty soon.
Did he pitch for the Cardinals?
Pitched something like, no.
No.
He was with Philadelphia, but he was over Detroit for a while. Anyway, he was on the board as a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
One of the head guys, so I didn't get no notice, no nothing, see. So I went, they were, Philadelphia was playing down there, and I went down there to see him.
He was through playing then, or was he still
active? No, he was still active.
Okay.
He was pitching for Philadelphia. And so I went down to see him, and he was in the training room. He was going to pitch that day.
Yeah.
He was in the training room and laying on it. Nobody in there but him, and I went in there. And Jim...
I'll find it here.
All right. Anyway, I said, hey, Jim, I said, you guys voted to give all the guys a raise that were active in 1953. And I said, I haven't heard anything or anything. I was an active pitcher in 53. So I was wondering whether I'd hear something about it. He says, well, you won't hear anything about it. I said, well, why? He said, well, you became 50 years old. I said, what the hell difference does that make?
That's right.
Even though I was, and so he lay there like that, you know. And he said, besides that, he went, that made me mad. Besides that, he went like that. He said, besides that, you old guys are out of this. We've taken this thing over.
Now, what year was this? If you were 50 years old, had to be about 59, huh?
Oh, I was over 50 then.
Yeah.
At the Philadelphia Phillies,
the Phillies.
Yeah.
Let's try then 1960. 60 and see who I get there. Roberts, Bozart, Gene Conley, Short, Mahaffey, none of those
guys. No, Jim...
not Bunning.
Yeah.
Jim Bunning?
Jim Bunning.
All right.
Jim Bunning. And,
is that right?
And when he said that, I got mad as hell, just two of us in there. And I said, well, goddamn you. I said, I'll give you 25 years. I'll batter you right now. You may kick the shit out of me, but you know you've been someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That's
you
right.
have to cut that.
We won't put that in.
All right. I forgot we had this on.
That's all right.
And I said, I don't think it's right. I said, one of these days you may need some help. Yeah, but if he'd answered me in a civil way, and I said, well, that's the way they voted, you know, I wouldn't have said anything. But the way he said, you old guys are out of this. We've taken over this thing. And I said, we paid $250 of our own money to try to start this pension fund.
Yeah.
And I said, not knowing whether we're going to have one or not, we might have lost that $250.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so they cut me out of that race, see.
Son of God. I think Carl Hubble told me that he blamed it all on the ones prior to 1940 not getting in at all. He blamed it all on Bob Feller and somebody else. Could have been Bunning. I don't remember the other name. I've got it on the
tape.
They
were together, I think. Yeah, that could have been, yeah.
Well,
and I think it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Those guys that helped build the game up and everything.
And it's more wrong as time goes on and that fund gets enormous by virtue of TV receipts and everything. They can say any living ex-major leaguer who had 5 years, let's say, should get a pension of so much a year.
Now a guy gets 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get eight times what I get for 23 years.
That's right. That's right.
And it's not right.
It's not right. They ought to know it. Well, after 53, when you left the majors, what'd you do?
I came and started working for the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the recreation department. I conducted baseball schools and clinics for kids. From 7 to 17, from one end of the state to the other. I conduct about 4 weeks from April through October. And just travel, and boy, it was
for
great.
The state of Illinois.
For the state of Illinois.
That's great that they had that program.
I'd have anywhere from 50 kids to 250. Mm-hmm. And I pit bat practice every one of those kids.
That'd be a thrill for them.
I started at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'd run straight through. I didn't want no two workouts a day.
Yeah.
And I'd get ring of wit sometime, but boy, it felt good, you know.
That's right.
And the thing was, we'd play game conditions. I'd have a ball club out there. I did the pitching. One of the little guys would catch.
Mm-hmm.
And the others would take turns batting. And if they got on base, the base hitter or whatever they got, then they'd get on. I'd try to pick them off and things like that. And we'd go around and alternate then, change the infield. The other guys come in to hit until every kid out there got to hit against me. And I had more fun doing that for 18 years. And I retired I retired from that about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it'd be 7 years
ago. Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. I met a lot of nice people, and these kids, I used to talk to them a lot, like stay in a condition, get their rest, and TV on Saturdays and Sundays they can watch, don't give their mother and dad trouble and stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, and the parents ate it up. A lot of parents, of course. They loved it, you know. The parents later told me, a lot of them told me, said, boy,
changed his life.
We had an awful time getting to go to bed when he's supposed to, stuff like that. And I said, well, that's great. Tell him I said hello, you know, stuff like that. And I got more kick out of that, boy. And that's why I didn't try to get another job coaching. I had that opportunity, and I'll
You got a million times more satisfaction out of this than you would out of coaching.
Now, the only time I'd be away from home, maybe one or two nights at the most. Mm-hmm. Like if I went to Chicago or north of Chicago, I'd stay a night, two nights at the most, and then I'd be home.
Which is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, then maybe I'd go down south, I'd be one night away from home, and then come home.
Yeah.
If I was around 50 or 60 miles, I'd just have my school and come back home.
Sure.
See, that was great. I really enjoyed that one.
The travel when you're in the major leagues, I suppose the travel and being away from home so much was one of the worst features.
That for me, I was a family man, and like when I went to spring training, especially the last few years, man, if it wasn't for that telephone, I don't know. I'd call home two or three times a week, see?
Sure.
And for that 15 minutes, it just seemed like we were together.
That's right.
And boy, that helped. If I hadn't been for the darn telephone, I missed my family, see, my wife and kids. And when I got married to stay married.
That's the way to do it.
And I'd have gals call the room and everything. I said, well, just a minute, I'll ask my wife if it's a suspect. And
that's good.
But I got married to stay married. My family was my whole life. And that's the way I feel. And that's the way I feel about it now.
Absolutely. How many children did you have?
I got three. I got a daughter and two sons. My oldest son is engineer with the Case people. They transferred him over to Wichita.
Yeah.
And my daughter is married an engineer from Theodolis up here at Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the two grandsons in there now. And they're on a little farm, about a 45 acre farm over here by Taylorville.
Yeah.
She's got about 35 head of cattle, and she enjoys it. She always did love animals.
Yeah.
And then my youngest son is he makes forms for a printing outfit in Springfield.
Yeah.
They get a lot of business out of
St. Louis. Close by.
Yeah.
That's nice.
In Wichita, my son's gone out there now, but he's going to come home at the end of this month. We're going up to Johnny Klipstein. It's a nephew of mine through Mary. He married my niece.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I introduced him, and the first thing you know, they started going together, and they got a lovely family. He's got three children. And the son is getting married now, the 31st of this month, so me and my wife is not going up because she can't ride very far.
Oh, yeah.
So my daughter, my son, and his wife are going up too.
Real good.
Yeah.
Real good. Well, I had 44 years of a wonderful marriage until my first wife died of a stroke.
Yeah, that's too bad.